passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. We're glad to have you. If you would like to be part of tonight's conversation, you may call in, as this is a live call-in show. You can call 202-570-7057. If I said that number too fast for you, then you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. And there on My Dr. Kevin, you will see a reference to today's show. You will also see the phone number you can call, or you can simply post your comment or question there, and we'll make sure that it hits the airwaves. That is, of course, as long as it's appropriate. And we do have a wide bandwidth of appropriate. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, we want to welcome you. We do have a pretty set format that we go through here on the Dr. Kevin Show, but part of that, we've been having a fun summer. And we've been having a fun summer because for a while now, the first Thursday of every month, I've been sharing with Matt Connerton, who is the radio show host on a show called Matt Connerton Unleashed. That's a drive-through show 5 times a week, where we are now currently in our neutral news section, where we talk about things going on in the world and work to give you a neutral perspective about it. Then on the second Thursday of every month, which today is, we've been doing a Journey to Health series. And our guest is Marion Killenbeck, who is an RN and an NMD, that's a naturopathic doctor, who has been sharing a lot of her insight and a lot of her wisdoms about more natural ways to be involved with your life. And you can come again to My Dr. Kevin, and you can read all about this health journey series we're doing. Marion is also teaching at the Wolf Healing Center in Hudson, New Hampshire, a Journey to Health series, which is companion to this. We have her here on the radio show. She's there every other Wednesday night, and next Wednesday she will be speaking on detoxing with natural foods, which is going to be our conversation for today, where we're going to talk about a few different things. So again, you may join us at facebook.com/mydrkevin, or you can call in at 202-570-7057. Now, if you're listening to this as a replay, you can still go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. Don't forget to like the page when you're there. I am a likable guy, if I do say so myself. And after all, mine is the only opinion that counts, right? But come like the page, but you can still have information to contact Marion or to leave a comment. And I or Marion will get back to you based on that comment. Before we bring Marion on, though, we always start the Dr. Kevin Show with my hot topic. And sometimes my hot topic, and oftentimes a lot lately, my hot topic has been around, things that get me hot under the collar. Now, that being said, the hot topic is also supposed to be things that make me feel warm and fuzzy. And tonight we have a warm and fuzzy one for you. Former President Jimmy Carter, 30 years after promising a bright future, continues to be out in the world doing good works. One of his latest is he has leased 10 acres of his land in his home state of Georgia, in his hometown, to a solar energy panel field. He has set that up, and over the next 25 years, it's going to provide about 50% of the energy for the small town. He is very impressed with the look of solar and how far it's come and what a difference it can make and how much it can cut back on the burning of coal or other fossil fuels, which obviously affect our environment, whether people choose to think that or not. That is kind of like saying, you know, oh, it's not going to affect it if I pour my garbage out my window endlessly. That's not going to have any effect. Not at all. Not until we have a plague, which in some areas of the country, in some areas of the world, might not be a completely bad thing. But I didn't say that. That must have been my inside voice talking out loud. So that is my hot topic this week, is Jimmy Carter leasing 10 acres of land to provide 50% of the electricity power needs for the small town as a step forward into, as if we all remember, as a presidential candidate and as a president, he campaigned on the idea of creating a bright future. And this is a president who walks his talk and actually 30 years later is still keeping his campaign promises. Unlike, we won't mention any other names. Marion, are you there?
I am, Dr. Kevin. Thank you.
So, you know, we always start it by, you know, the last couple of times you've been on, I've had a hot under my collar topic, and you haven't really wanted to comment on it. You've kind of like coughed and had something in your throat. But now that I have a warm and fuzzy, do you have anything you'd like to say or add to that? What do you think about that? Did you know about that? I did see that,
and I think that's absolutely fabulous.
Why do you think we're not
using... Perhaps we'll even move into some wind as well, but yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know how windy his part of Georgia is. As somebody who has hiked on numerous occasions Stone Mountain, and in fact, you were on one of those occasions, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah,
that is correct.
We hiked Stone Mountain together. Yeah, yeah. I know the top of Stone Mountain is pretty windy, but
that I do recall.
Yeah, yeah. Wind is another great. You know, if we wanted to power the whole country's electricity needs endlessly through wind power, we would just have to set up the wind fans that catch it. We would just have to set it up in the White House and in Congress. With all the hot air they put out there, we would have all the electricity for the whole country. We wouldn't have to worry about oil. We wouldn't have to worry about coal. We would just get it all from those things. So what do you think? Think that would be a good idea?
And just run some power line, well, some little lines that wouldn't actually be power lines throughout the country. Fabulous.
Absolutely. I mean, with all the hot air that's coming out of Washington, D.C., we should get some value out of it. Some bang for our buck. God knows. So how are you?
Great idea. Let's propose that.
So how are you today? And what's up and exciting going on in your world before we move into our topic, our discussion of the day on cleaning out your body?
Anything I am absolutely wonderful. Listeners? Had some exciting time at the ocean yesterday, so for those of you who can get there, please do so. It was wonderful.
Yes. The ocean is very, very much, for those who are ocean people, I don't understand the people who are not ocean people, I just don't, but there are those people out there that the ocean, it doesn't do it for them.
Right.
You know, they kind of look at it and go, bring me a mountain.
It looks wet.
Bring me a stream. Bring me a lake. And the ocean just doesn't seem to call to them.
Right.
But for those of you who the ocean calls to, go. You know, maybe it's time to go grab some ocean time. How much can doing something like the going to the ocean, if you're an ocean person, or a mountain, if you're a mountain person? We're not going to say a bar if you're an alcoholic. I don't think that that's a good analogy.
No.
How much good can that do to somebody's health? Does that actually have a health impact, or is that a myth?
It's a huge impact. It impacts you emotionally, spiritually, and physically. It can do a great deal to detox. If you spend some time in what we could call vitamin C, spelled S-E-A, it will literally pull toxins out of your body. It makes you feel wonderful because you get a little vitamin D to go along with that. And if you've had some good beta carotenoids, such as carrots, things of that nature, your body will truly love that vitamin D and utilize it properly.
Well, first of all, I love that. I think that that's great. And how many people out there think that they need to have more vitamin SEA, vitamin C, in their life? I don't think I've ever heard the ocean called that before, but I think that that, as far as a descriptor, is a winner. And so that could really help you. Now, I know we've only got about 2 minutes before we go to, you know, our first break. But one of the things I want to ask you is, I know tonight we're talking about detoxing with natural foods, but if I were to ask you, what would you think of as probably one of the largest misnomers about detoxing? What is one of the things that you hear on a regular basis or all the time or see all the time, and it just makes you cringe?
Some of these crazy powders and things that some of these companies have put out that are more toxic than you can even imagine. As you learn to read the labels, you will see that you wouldn't put that into your body occasionally, let alone all the time.
Okay, and that's the sound of us coming to our first break. We'll be right back with Marion Killenbeck and Detox with Natural Foods. Here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. We here on the second Thursday of the month are continuing our Journey to Health series with naturopathic doctor and RN, Marion Killenbeck. We're talking about detoxing with natural foods today. So you're saying that there are just some, we were talking about what makes her cringe when it comes to detoxing, and it's all of these fad powders and things. I suppose you don't keep putting weight on and you lose weight if they kill you, right?
Well, that's true.
So, I mean, there might be some. I think there's also a lot of question out there for people. And, you know, I'm going to go back to a little bit of the show's original format, which is I want you to take people outside the box around detoxing. And part of it I'm going to specifically say is, why would somebody want to detox? And how often should somebody detox? And kind of like, what are those variables? Because you hear a lot of different things on the streets.
Well, first of all, why would you want to detox? The body is very overwhelmed these days, especially with various chemicals that are in our environment, not to even mention the ones that are in our foods. Anything that's genetically modified or other than totally natural. So that may include pesticides. That may be including the genetically modified seed, the various things of how they're grown, things they're sprayed with as they're shipped, or including things that they're injected with at your local market or grocery store. So that's a big challenge for the body. Makes it very hard for organ systems such as the liver and the kidneys and the skin, which are your primary detox organs. They get very overloaded by those things alone. Then you know, people use things like air fresheners in their home. Those are very toxic. Oh, you know, maybe they spray for bugs. Those are very toxic. The amount of things in our environment are absolutely incredible that overload, like I said, the liver, the kidneys, and the skin primarily. So how often do you want to detox? It varies. But you want to do it at least with the seasons. That's best. The springtime, late spring, early summer time is a great time, if you've not already done it this year, to do a nice little detox. There's a way to do it with foods, which we'll go into a little bit. And to really allow the body a break from all those toxins so that it can function just as our great-grandparents' bodies were able to function because they ate natural foods and drank good water. One of the best waters you can drink, in my opinion, is reverse osmosis water. And you can get that at a local supermarket that you fill your own jug. That's fabulous water for just basic things. Then you can add things like lemon to make it taste a little bit better, maybe a little cayenne pepper to help reduce the inflammation in the body. All dis-ease in the body has an inflammatory aspect. So once we start reducing that inflammation, we really start to see a much happier body, which makes us all much happier when you get rid of headaches and joint pains and those things that just make life challenging.
So now, I assume that you're familiar with WebMD, right?
Yes, I am.
So, I'm gonna share something with you that was said on WebMD, and I just want you to respond to it.
Okay.
This comes from Dr. Michael Smith says about detox. If your goal is to detox your system, don't waste your time or money. Your body is an expert at getting rid of toxins no matter what you eat. Toxins don't build up in your liver or kidneys or any other part of your body. And you're not going to get rid of them with the latest detox wonder. Especially avoid diets that promise to detox your liver with supplements or cleanse what the diet determines it needs to wash out. So that's the word. And the final word in this WebMD article was, we've heard a great deal about detox diets in recent years, but it's all hype with no health benefits. There are many ways to get your body clean and healthy. This isn't one of them. So that's what WebMD is putting out to its millions of people that read it. And so I specifically wanted to bring this up in our conversation to have you tell us what you think about Dr. Michael Smith and his, it's all a ripoff and hype and organs don't need to get detoxed.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say this is my opinion, but I would love to have a conversation with Dr. Michael Smith. I would presume that he has probably been trained in tradition, and I so don't like that word, the medical community, your medical doctors, because from a very basic understanding of anatomy and physiology, that is not possible to make that statement. The body does do detoxing. That is what the liver does, is take things that have been taken into the body and break them down and separates those things that are not considered nutrients and tries to dispose of them. And you're also looking at spleen, you're looking at lymphatic system. The very essence of how, from a cellular point of view, you can look at the mitochondria of a cell. And if you understand that cells are, think of them like a bacteria, where they consume nutrients, well, they also eliminate nutrients. So if there's something in your environment that's eliminating, that's a waste product. The body has to get rid of that. So you have that going on. Now all of a sudden you have chemicals that the body until very recently was not introduced to. So it's just learning to get rid of them sometimes. And they do store up. And I would say to that, there are things like hair analysis and tissue analysis, blood analysis, whether it be live blood or your typical blood work that you have done at your MD office, will show when there's too many toxins in the body. That creates inflammation. That's well known. If you look at European research especially, you'll see it very specific. They have done things through methods of spa, various other things, where they have put their high-level executives on amazing protocol. There's one called Mayer, M-A-Y-R-K-U-R, and they do this every year with these executives to reduce the toxins in their body because they know they will have greater productivity from these folks, as well as reduced insurance costs, reduced medical costs, because you've detoxed their primary organs. In this case, with Mayer, it's small intestine detox.
Now, isn't it true? And, you know, as my listeners know, or should if they've been listening to me long enough, I'm a medical intuitive. I never proclaimed to be a medical doctor. I didn't study. I didn't cut open any cadavers. I couldn't even dissect a frog. But aren't there certain diseases, aren't there certain liver issues that show up that are documented liver issues because of a toxified liver? Is that not actually listed as the cause of certain liver illnesses?
Well, look at something that most people will understand, which is cirrhosis of the liver, which is, you know, typically an alcohol toxicity. And I can say, even if a person does not drink alcohol, they can still have an alcohol toxicity because things like carbohydrates will form alcohol in the system. There have been folks who have been arrested for a high alcohol content in their body, put into jail just as an alcoholic would, because their alcohol levels were so high, and come to find out their body just wasn't processing carbohydrates and things of that nature well. So that is a prime example. You can see it in them because they will turn yellowish orange. That is an obvious sign of toxicity. So absolutely, that's one most everyone knows what cirrhosis of the liver is from and what it looks like in advanced stages. Now, so to be very honest, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so what I'm hearing you say, and I want listeners to take this in, you can actually get cirrhosis of the liver without being a drinker, without being an alcoholic. Is that what I heard you say?
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. Now, alcohol is certainly going to speed up the process and make it much more challenging. That is typically where folks will have cirrhosis from, but not necessarily. Because things like pesticides can get caught into the cell of the liver and make it unable to reduce and eliminate toxins. They can't reduce it. They can't break it down. These are chemicals that are meant to kill insects and bugs, and they're made up of cells very much like we are. So much like something that most people understand, chemotherapy is very hard on the body. If I were to make an analogy, that's like putting out a huge napalm bomb into the body to kill cells, to kill these ones that are perhaps cancerous, or they use it for a couple other things, like your HIVs, and they've used it for a number of things with different chemotherapy. Understand that that originally came from mustard gas. So it was meant to kill a wide variety of things. So when we come back to the liver detoxing and looking at cirrhosis and alcohol, things of that nature, just not able to break it down well.
And we are coming up to the sound of our second break. We'll be right back with Marianne Killenbeck as we talk about detox and natural foods here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. This is the second Thursday of the month, which means we are being joined by Marianne Killenbeck, RN and NMD, as we are having a Journey to Health series. If you would like to be part of this conversation, you can call in at 202-570-7057, or you can go to facebook.com/ My Dr. Kevin, MyDrKevin. Make sure you like it when you go on. I am a likable fellow. Just ask Marianne. She'll tell you.
Absolutely.
You can see? It only took her a couple of minutes to realize that that was a pressure comment. and you can also Leave your comments there and we will get them and we will share them with our listeners. We're talking about detoxing with natural foods today. But, you know, first of all, we're actually trying to get people to understand a little bit more about why they would want to detox. And why do you think that a traditional Western medical model who is on many occasions, not just Dr. Michael Boy, have I got it wrong, Smith, but on the whole, you say the word detox to your traditionally brainwashed, I mean trained MD, and the correct Western medical model for detox. Do they not recognize that organs get overloaded and might need some assistance, or we might be putting some things into the box, into the body that isn't going to naturally go out because it's poisonous? What do you think the thought process is?
Well, I'm going to start by saying they don't have much teaching or training or education or knowledge regarding nutrition and how the body works. So when they're only going by what they were trained in school, which I can't imagine doing that from a nursing point of view either, we had a little more nutrition than most physicians get. And I actually took a physician's nutrition course, and it was horrifying at best. I don't even want to get into it, honestly. I'd much rather talk to people about what to do. So when they say do not detox, they don't understand it. They don't know how to tell you to go about it. And from their point of view, how they're trained is to take a medication that will alleviate symptoms and go forward from there. So for somebody presenting with something that needed simple detox, maybe their lymphatics are a little swollen, so they're getting a little joint pain, feeling a little sluggish, kind of brain foggish, just, you know, kind of off. Nothing really crazy, nothing that would be a diagnosis. A physician is put in a position to say, well, you know, you might be crazy. Maybe you just need a little aspirin to get rid of the joint pain. Maybe you need this painkiller. Or maybe we'll just do a basic antibiotic and we'll kill everything and we'll get rid of anything that might be there. In the meantime, that antibiotic or that painkiller is doing challenges to other systems. For example, the antibiotic are going to really mess with the gut microborne or the gut ability to digest. So then you have reduced hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which is what digests the food. You have reduced good bugs in the body, which is keeping everything healthy. No different than your skin. If you don't have the good bugs on your skin because you've used sanitizers and antibacterials, you're much more likely to have a skin issue from that, whereas most skin issues will actually come from the gut micro not being appropriately balanced. No different than in any environment, in your garden. If you have too many bad bugs, it's going to eliminate the good bugs that need to be there. We need bees to pollinate most of our foodstuffs or our flowers. Now you get too many of the bad bugs, we're not allowing a space for the good bugs to be there. Anybody that's gardened, they know they need certain good bugs to make that garden flourish. And it's the very same thing with our gut. We have to have the good bugs. The percentage of a human body that is made up of bacteria is intense. I believe it is, I'm not going to say, it's a majority of the body. I will look up that number and we will definitely discuss it next month.
Okay. So now moving more into, and you know, part of my job here, you know, and I know you understand this, but I want to say this to my listeners who may be thinking, he invites this poor woman on and then he friggin' grills her. What's up with that? I want to be asking the questions that my listeners might ask if they were sitting here, or address the things that they're going to hear, and then they have to go, so who do I believe? Do I believe my 8-year educated MD that says, oh, that's just a load of crap, or do I believe this ding-a-ling that's on the radio I've never met? And so that's why I want people. That's me ding-a-ling, not you ding-a-ling. I want people to hear, you know, your doctor commenting on detoxes would be a paramount to your doctor basically telling you how to fix your car if it didn't work. Unless he's
that's
a
right.
hobbyist with cars, he has no clue. Wasn't trained on it. It's not part of his methodology. It's not part of the model he works with. And so when, you know, in any other field, if they didn't have the MD afterwards, if you suddenly, you know, were talking to a business owner that was, you know, a male business owner that was going to tell you that childbirth is easy and he doesn't know what all the hype is, you'd be like, you're talking out of your hat. You have no experience. You don't know. Well, that's the same thing we have to remember. MDs are just people. And they do the
that's
same
right.
thing. So now okay. moving on to this. Now, the liver, if we are doing a cleanse and we get the liver to dump these toxins, where do they go? And how do we make sure that they're not getting reabsorbed in our system?
Well, that's a very good point, because they do get reabsorbed. That's something many, many people do not understand. And when you begin to understand how the body works, and to understand that if you're not pooing with every meal that you have, or at least once a day, please, that you are actually reabsorbing the toxins that need to go out of your system. Very, very challenging. So once we understand that, the liver is going to detox all kinds of chemicals and things that just shouldn't be in the body. That is its job. It's going to break them down. Then there's a little organ system very close to it called the gallbladder. And that's what it holds the bile, and it helps to break down the fats and things of that nature. Well, most of us have heard that many of our quote-unquote foods contain bad fats, or the saturated fats that do not break down, with oils that are horrendous for our body but claim to be healthy, such as canola. That's one that must be eliminated from the diet. It absolutely must. It doesn't break down. Its true name, before it was coined, canola, is called rape seed. It does not break down, once again. So please eliminate that from your diet. And the rest of your question was, I went off into a tangent on that, and...
Well, I mean, so you're doing something, you're taking something, and, you know, to get your liver to dump, it dumps into your system because it's been filtering this out. And one thing I'd like you to verify, my listeners have heard me say this before on the show, but again, I am not a medical person and I'm not medically trained, and you've been trained in both a holistic approach and a Western approach by being an RN and an NMD. So you have been on both sides of the track. People don't understand, you know, they go, well, you know, I try to eat really healthy and I try to do this, but you know, before you mentioned, well, there are still pesticides, there's airborne stuff, there are things that are happening all the time. But if you've ever taken any medication and you have never cleansed, there is residual of that medication that's still in your system because your body took it in as inorganic, as a poison. It didn't know what to do with it. And it may have quote unquote, cured whatever your issue was or helped with your pain, but understand there it haunts you for life. Now, is that that's what I tell my people, that a true statement, unless you detox it, unless you drag it out.
Yes, it is. The body, like I said, it will tend to recirculate through the body because it's not being eliminated properly. If you can imagine, oh, just anything that is meant to break things down and it's not able to do so. There's a number of chemicals, paint thinners, and things of that nature, which, by the way, are in most ice cream products. And it is designed to break things down. Well, our liver does not know how to take care of that stuff once it's in the body. So that is going to keep recirculating. And it is known as a foreign object to the body. So absolutely it will keep recirculating. If the liver is not able to take care of it, the liver will send it on to the gut. The gut sends it on to the lymphatics. We see lymphatic challenges. We see then lymphatics can't handle it. So they're sending it on to the skin. We're seeing things like psoriasis and rosacea and things of that nature because the body just keeps sending it to different places.
And we are coming up on our break. We will be back with Marion Killenbeck and Detoxing Through Natural Foods.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE. Or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show. Here on the second Thursday of the month, which means we are currently doing a Journey to Health series with RN and naturopathic doctor, NMD, Marion Killenbeck. We're talking about detoxing. Marion, you're going to be teaching a class Wednesday night at the Wolf Healing Center. For people that want information, they can go to weboflight.com, weboflight.com, and they can go up to the little tab that says center and get information on that. What would people expect to hear at this class that you're going to be teaching Wednesday night on detox?
We're going to be talking about some of the foods that you can consume that actually help to break down some of these chemicals and actually body waste chemicals as well. Because remember, we have all these little bacteria that create waste. So all that must be eliminated as well. So we're going to talk about things like consuming natural, organic, please, anything that grows below the ground or berries. Really, really are important things to have organic. If you are in a financial situation where you don't want to or can't by too many organics. Really look at anything that's grown below the ground or things like berries where they spray them a lot. But anyway, we'll be talking about things like beets, which actually help to delete a lot of the toxins from the liver. It will dump quite a bit of that. Or things like asparagus, fresh asparagus, lightly steamed, is incredible for the kidneys. And remember, when you start dumping the kidneys, it reduces the amount of challenge that it keeps sending on to other organ systems. So even though we're saying it focuses on the kidneys, it's helping the skin, it's helping everything. And most of us know that when you have had asparagus, your urine doesn't smell quite normal. Well, that's an additional amount of toxicity that the body's getting rid of because asparagus is doing its job. So that's really important. And we'll talk about things like chia seeds and how that can be added to various foods and how to best do that, to soak them first, and how that can fill you up. And, of course, right back to good water. That good water is so, so, so important for our bodies. Things like lemon, which help to alkalinize the body so that as we're consuming these things like beets for the liver and asparagus for the kidneys and chia seeds to increase fiber, and really good organic greens so that we get all those vital nutrients that our body is designed to have, because you can actually eat a lot of good things like beets and asparagus and greens and not have to drink as much water if you don't have as many concentrated foods in your diet. So some people just have an aversion to drinking a lot of water.
And people, again, you can come to weboflight.com, go to the center, and you can register for that class if you'd like to sit there and be in the lovely Marian's energy and learn how to upgrade your health level, as I put into my posting today, if you wanted to upgrade your health to come listen to tonight's show. Again, our call-in number is 202-570-7057. Before, we've only got a few more minutes for the show. We got five or six. But out there, probably one of the longest standing, most talked about cleanses, and I've heard from even non-traditional sites, sites that are about alternative health and wellness and stuff like that, that seems to be under a lot of mixed reviews that people raved about for years, with something called the Master Cleanse, which involves a mixture of lemon water, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper. I was actually surprised because it's a cleanse I've done myself and I've done for years, and I've always had good success with it and always heard good things. But there seems to be some rumblings out there that saying that it may actually do damage because there's no fiber absorbing the toxins before they leave the system when you do a juice-based cleanse without anything else. Can you address that? I know you know about the Master Cleanse. You would have to. I know that also because we've talked about it. But how does it work? What do you think about it? And is it a cleanse that if somebody wanted to seriously do some cleansing, you would recommend that they think about?
Absolutely. The Master Cleanse by Dr. Stanley Burroughs. Oh, I couldn't even tell you when that book was written, but it has been quite popular. It's gone through celebrities. The question about fiber, there is some validity to the body not eliminating. That's why if you get the book and read the book, they also talk about what is called a salt water flush. There's a very specific way that you mix a very good salt and water so that the body eliminates. There's also the element of if you're not pooing, then you need to look at enemas and various other things. It is absolutely essential when you're doing any kind of cleansing that your body eliminates by pooing at least once a day. because it, again, will be recirculating if you do not eliminate it. So is it just fiber that does that? No. You can do enemas. You can do colonics. You can do the saltwater flush. If you make sure you have a little bit of exercise that helps the body get rid of things. I've done an extended master cleanse, and throughout the entire thing, I eliminated every single day. Now, this was a 40-day master cleanse where I consumed nothing but good water, lemons, grade B maple syrup, very important because that is high in minerals, and as much cayenne pepper as you can tolerate within that drink. And not over-consuming it, making sure that you're actually, much like we did as children, in swishing it around our mouth, getting some saliva in with that so that we're actually, quote-unquote, chewing it and breaking it down. Tremendous. Now, if you're very ill or on a lot of medications, please, please see myself or someone that is very knowledgeable about the Master Cleanse, because it does do things to medications and it will change the levels that you need and various other things. So, however, if you're not ill, you're just feeling some brain fog and just need 10 days to just really pull it together, it's fabulous. You might need a little extra rest here and there, but you'll still want to be outside. He actually recommended at least 20 minutes without clothing outside in the sunshine on a daily basis. So once again, people take bits and pieces that they want to hear from a quote-unquote protocol, and they only do those parts, and that's what's been passed down. But it was a whole program.
Well, and again, so often people kind of sort of take what they want and take what's easy or move forward that way without looking at the whole. I'm aware of the salt, though I had completely forgotten that you should be doing a salt thing. Of course, you know, the fact that you could be on the Master Cleanse for 40 days and be pooing every day just proves you're full of poo, honey. No.
And, you know, no, we all are. That's a great thing for your listeners to understand. People think, well, I only ate a cup of food yesterday, so that's all I'm going to, you know, that's not a big deal to not eliminate. Well, oh, my goodness. You know, go get a colonic done at some point by a good, well-trained therapist. And the things that can come out of your system after a two-week fast are shocking. I mean, I had a patient one time that had a little tiny toy truck come out of his system from when he was a child. This man was 63 years old.
Well, I remember the first time that I did a master cleanse, and I did it for 11 days, which I thought was impressive at the time.
It is.
And I had 15, I think it was like 15 years earlier, I had a barium enema, and the barium that it was still stuck in my colon wall came out when I did it.
Right. Because all those things can get stuck, you know, up against the walls as all our goop is being pushed up against the intestinal walls. It's shocking what can be kept into that muck, very much like a mucky stream. And then the intestines should actually have little hairs called villas that are actually pulling nutrients. Well, they have so much muck and yuck stuck up against their walls, they're not able to function and pull out the nutrients from the good foods that are consumed, if they're being consumed.
If they're being consumed at all, yeah. I mean, they're, you know, they talk about people having, I've been hearing this for years, having what amounts to a Teflon coating on their colon and their intestines, and things just slide right through. Nothing's being absorbed. And they
Absolutely.
Wonder why they're having health issues.
Oh, it's incredible what some of my patients would, you know, take pictures of and attempt to bring in from their cleanses and parasite cleanses. And it's like, no, you can bring me a picture, but please don't put it in a jar and bring it in. I don't want to see it that bad.
I don't need to see it yet. Okay. We've probably got maybe 60 to 90 seconds left. One thing do you want to share with our listeners if they're thinking about doing a cleanse that they should be aware of? Oh, there's music. Quick.
Don't put anything on your skin that you would not eat.
Do not put anything on your skin you would not eat. Thank you. In another month, Marianne will be joining us again to continue the Journey to Health series. Namaste.